Lee Johnson, I guess you're a very happy man.
Yeah, very happy. Second win in a week. Fourth overall on a good little run. And I believe 2 points off the playoff. So can't get carried away because I think that complacency can set in. But we've got another home game Saturday. And I thought it was a good performance today because it was treacherous conditions, really. It was somebody's got to turn that wind turbine down because it was on full blast, certainly in the first half. And it was difficult to play, but got such a young group, and yet very impressed with their enthusiasm and the ability to win a game in the way we did.
What pleased you most about it? You asked for a high tempo, and they certainly worked very hard for you.
Yeah, I thought our midfield three were excellent. I don't think they gave their midfield a minute or a second. The pressing triggers were superb. As somebody went, inevitably they won the ball. Not only did they win the ball, they nicked it to one of their mates that had full energy to go and be dynamic. We didn't have quite enough quality high up the pitch today, but we did get in a lot of good areas. And if we can just up that quality, a lot of it was due to the conditions, and pick people out, then we could have gone on maybe to win that game 2 or 3-0.
There certainly was quality about the goal, a really good free kick.
Yeah, great free kick, and always good to score a set piece, and I mean one that's been worked on. And great delivery. We spoke to him at half time because he'd had a couple of sort of wild shots, but we said, look, just use the wind, use the conditions. He'd just put in a great corner before that. George probably should have scored, and he didn't. But then when we needed him, he came good, and fantastic finish, and deserved for the lad because, again, he's worked his socks off.
Yeah, he really played a total target man job for you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and it's not easy. I mean, you ask him to do a job, you're up there on your own. But what I would say is we do get support up very quickly, and the midfield were full of energy, and that was nice to see. And I don't think that George feels like he's up there on his own, because if he nicks it, there's always a runner coming from somewhere. I was thinking about changing it. I thought to myself, should I put on Oates and Winnell just to change the formation and stop them advancing? But then obviously we had O'Sullivan that went down with a tight hamstring, and we had to just adjust quickly. But thankfully we saw the game out.
I know you say you're not going to get carried away, but 12 points in 10 days is a remarkable turnaround.
Well, it's great for the players, isn't it? And of course, I've only been in two games, but the two wins before that just set up a nice little vibe coming into these two games. And we've won today, and deservedly so, in my opinion. And we move on now to Saturday. It's important that the players get their recovery, because I think we're going to be a team that's going to have to play with that sort of energy all the time. I think if we fall short of that energy, there's a possibility we could get beat. So we have to make sure we get them right for Saturday.
Can I just get your thoughts on the thinking behind Leroy Lisa going to Notts County to the end of the season?
Yes, well, I just feel that I want a certain sort of style and a certain type. Leroy is a very good player, he's a very good finisher, very good in the box. But I felt that it was okay to let him go and get some games, and possibly use the money for that for a signing or two if we need it.
And moving on to Saturday, another home game here. You must have enjoyed it today. Were you a bit nervous beforehand, you know, when you come out first time at the home ground?
I'm always nervous. I think if you watch, I'm sure if it was on video, I think I'd done a Ron Atkinson where I stood in the wrong dugout. So I'm not sure if I styled it out or not, but I certainly felt a bit stupid. But then once I realised, I tried to just moonwalk into my own dugout and make sure that as few people noticed as possible. But I'm sure the players clocked me. And it was nice. So I got a fantastic reception, and I was well chuffed. And do you know what I mean? I'm here. I'm really keen to make sure everybody comes to the games, enjoys them, but also wants me to be here. And I've certainly felt that so far, and hopefully continue performances like that, and people will see what we're about. We'll have an identity. They'll be able to trust that whatever happens on the day, the team are going to go out and put a right good shift in.